Tens of thousands of Jewish settlers and supporters demonstrated in Jerusalem tonight against Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's plan to pull out of the Gaza Strip, a plan most Israelis support. The Prime Minister accused the settlers of inciting civil war among Jews. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Draped in Israeli flags and waving signs with slogans like "Sharon is cut off from the people," tens of thousands of Israelis packed the streets of downtown Jerusalem. They called on the prime minister not to withdraw from the Gaza Strip. "You have no right to give up part of the land," Brigadier General Yohar Gal told Sharon as the crowd cheered. Razi Sakovsky from the West Bank settlement of Beit El said she came to the demonstration with four of her children after they insisted on attending.
"I just think it's a terrible thing to take people out of their homes that they've been living for many, many years. I don't know what else I can do."
There was a lot of anger here towards the prime minister. Many called on him to resign. But the speakers all stressed that as painful as it would be to see 8,000 Jewish settlers in Gaza forced to leave their homes, there must be no violence or civil war. Yet many in Israel worry that's exactly what will happen. The Israeli media are reporting that settlers want the soldiers to disobey any orders to remove them, and they want settlers to resist any evacuation. Some settlers have already threatened they will resist violently, and many of them carry government-issued guns. Israeli Justice Minister Tommy Lapid says Israeli Jews are closer to civil unrest among themselves than they've been in 50 years.
"For the first time, there is a threat of serious threatening clashes between various factions of our political spectrum, which threatened to be alarmingly close to bloodshed."
Lapid said the government must take action against anyone who incites violence. Israeli media today report the government is planning to place dozens of right-wing activists in preventive administrative detention as the withdrawal nears. Security has already been stepped up around Prime Minister Sharon. There is a precedent. 9 years ago, an extremist Jew, Yigal Amir, shot and killed Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. Amir said he was trying to stop the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. At a cabinet meeting today, Sharon banged on the table, saying the settler leaders must stop incitement. Sharon also repeated that he intends to go ahead with the withdrawal from Gaza, which is scheduled to begin in February of next year. That plan foresees the dismantling of all 21 Jewish settlements in Gaza. The territory would then be turned over to the Palestinian Authority, although Israeli troops would remain on the border between Gaza and Egypt. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.